Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. We're getting set for game two of a six-game set. I'm Javik Blake, and I'm joined by the newest member of the Shuckers and one of the newest guys in the Brewers organization, the 2023 Brewers first-round pick, Brock Wilken. Brock, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
How wild has this last 96 hours been? You finish up in Wisconsin on Sunday, take BP with the Brewers in Milwaukee on Monday, Tuesday make your Double-A debut, and to cap it all off, you hit a grand slam yesterday for your first Double-A hit.
Yeah, I mean, I've been super blessed with the opportunities I've been given. You know, not only by the organization, but by so many people and so many opportunities that I've just been blessed right in front of me. So, you know, being able to go out there and hit BP and in Milwaukee, and you know, hopefully my future home one day, and see how the ball flies there, and you know, it was super fun. I got to experience that with my family. You know, not too many people get to do that, so being able to do that was super fun. You know, getting to talk to guys like Yelich and Adames and Terang, you know, all guys who have been in my spot and situation. So really learning from those guys, seeing what it's like up there, and you know, how they go about the process, and you know, just taking it all in one step at a time. And you know, coming here has been super fun stretch so far.
What was it like going to Milwaukee to take BP? Because back in junior, playing in the College World Series in Omaha, and now you're taking BP next to Christian Yelich in the big leagues.
Yeah, it's like you're a little kid, you know. You try not to fangirl a little bit, but it's hard not to. You're taking BP with all-stars and, you know, guys that you've looked up to since you were 10 years old. So being able to go out there and, you know, experience that with not only myself but with my family was super special. You know, I, not too many people get to experience that, so being able to do that was awesome.
How about that grand slam last night? How incredible of a moment was that for not only your first Double A hit, but your first Double A home run in your second at bat in Double A?
Yeah, you know, I knew that it was going to be a big moment, and you know, I was hoping to get that moment right there. And, I was hoping Churio got on with two outs, and he had a really good at bat, and he walked. And you know, in the on deck circle, I'm telling myself the whole time, you know, if you get up, this is the moment you're made for. This is the moment you work for right here. And I knew I had to see a good pitch. I knew I had to see it up in the zone, and I knew they weren't gonna come at me. So I knew I had to see a really good pitch, and I ended up getting one and putting a good swing on it.
And not only did this dugout explode, the stadium exploded, and I think just about every Brewers fan's mind exploded as soon as they saw the ball go over the wall. But this is a dugout that has really taken a liking to you over these last couple of days. How fun is that welcome, Ben, that you've received from the clubhouse and the Shuckers team?
Yeah, everyone's been very welcoming so far. It's a different experience. You know, I texted some of my family members yesterday and said, this is what baseball is all about right here. You know, especially this last week when you're playing for something, it's a playoff push. And, you know, we got a really good squad against Montgomery. And you know, it's a good week to play baseball. That's all I got to say.
When, how fun is it too, to not only you guys were in a bit of a playoff push with the Timber Rattlers, but to then continue it on with the big playoff push here in Biloxi with a lineup that's just loaded with talent 1 through 9.
Yeah. I mean, It makes the game much easier, and it slows your heart rate down, and you're able to go out there and play, and you don't have to put any pressure on yourself. And it's much easier to go about your at-bats and to go about your work and your process throughout the day, because, you know, I'm hitting behind one of the best players I've ever seen in my entire life. You know, I got one of the best power hitters behind me. So being able to go out there and hit in this lineup, I mean, it's absolutely filled with studs up and down.
You're also adjusting to pro ball and adjusting to wood bats after the college game. What has that adjustment been like to the pro baseball schedule of playing 6 out of every 7 days? But you don't have to go to class.
Yeah. You know, I think it's much better for me. I love baseball. I love the game. I love just working on my craft. And being able to go about it every single day, it makes it that much better. I pride myself on loving the game and wanting to play every day. So coming out here and you know, being able to say this is my first job, it's a pretty cool experience so far. And to add on no class on top of that, I mean, what more could you want?
Well, that's a pretty darn good first job.
Yeah, it's a good job, I'd say.
You come to the Brewers after finishing up just an incredible career at Wake Forest. This year, you set the Wake Forest single-season record for homers, and you also helped the Demon Deacons get to the College World Series for the first time since 1955. How special of a year was it in Winston-Salem?
Yeah, it was just an absolute electric year, to say the least. You know, we had the greatest mix of guys with culture and the greatest mix of talent that I've ever been on. You know, that's one of the best teams I've ever played on, and you know, coming up here to this team again, I mean, that's two of the best teams I've ever played on, talent-wise. You know, you go down the list of names, and you just got first-rounder, top-10 prospect, you know, you name it, and those guys are on it. So being able to do that with some of my best friends and you know, people I call my brothers, has been the greatest experience I've had in my life. You know, it's been the greatest year of my life so far, and being able to experience it at the pro level and at the college level has been really fun.
When, how special was it to play in Omaha?
Oh, that was, yeah, you know, they call it the greatest show on dirt, and they weren't lying. You know, it fulfilled every single little kid dream that you ever have of playing there.
Well, Brock, thanks so much for joining us. We're hoping the great moments don't stop anytime soon.
That's right. Let them keep coming.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.